Even when Grimm's stepmothers are called wicked, it is well to remember that in German their Bosheit is viciousness and bad temper, not moral guilt. For all this is related by the fairy storytellers without approval or disapproval, without a glimmer of subjective feeling, as though their pens were dipped in surgical spirit to sterilize the microbes of emotion. They never seek to criticize or moralize, to protest or plead or persuade. And if they have an emotional impact on the reader, as the greatest of them do, that is not intrinsic to the stories. They would indeed only weaken that impact in direct proportion as soon as they set out to achieve it. They move by not seeking to move, almost, it seems, by seeking not to move. The fairy story that succeeds is, in fact, not a work of fiction at all, or at least no more so than, say, the opening chapters of Genesis. It is a transcription of a view of life into terms of highly simplified symbols, and when it succeeds in its literary purpose, it leaves us with a deep, indefinable feeling of truth. And if it succeeds also, as Orwell set out to do, in a political as well as an artistic purpose, it leaves us also with a feeling of rebelliousness against the truth revealed. It does so not by adjuring us to rebel, but by the barest economy of plain description that language can achieve. And lest it should be thought guilty of a deliberate appeal to the emotions, it uses for characters not rounded three-dimensional human beings that develop psychologically through time, but fixed stereotypes, puppets, silhouettes, or animals. A specially good instance is The Adventures of Pinocchio. For Pinocchio was, in fact, a wooden puppet. And when, at last, by acquiring a heart and a conscience, he became a little boy instead, at that exact point, with a sure instinct, Collodi brought the whole matter to a full stop, since he was writing a fairy tale and not a didactic children's romance. In these respects, Animal Farm is, after all, correctly labelled a fairy story. Its message, which is by no means a moral, is that of all the great fairy stories. Life is like that. Take it or leave it. And because it is written by a poet, a reaction is like that of another poet, Edna St. Vincent Millay, to another, not so very different, situation. I know, but I do not approve, and I am not resigned. To argue thus is to class Orwell among the poets, and that is not absurd. It happens that when he wrote in verse, the results were not particularly distinguished. The song in Animal Farm, Beasts of England, is not a fair example, since it was no more intended to be poetry than God Save the Queen. It is, in fact, a happy example of what Professor Collingwood, in his aesthetic theory, used to call magic art. But there are a few examples in Orwell's other works, in the posthumous collection of essays, England, Your England, for example, which do purport to be poetry, and as such, fail.